Hello and welcome to Growing Your Business. Actually, the very first edition of Growing Your Business. I'm Pete Talbot and I'm with Andrew Ballard. You've possibly been hearing about our teamship here at the Talbot Group.
20 years now.
20 years. I've known you for 20 years. Can you believe that?
Scary thought.
I'm so glad I met you, though, because I've been in this business of advertising and production with the Talbot Group for almost 40 years. And I spent the first 20 years kind of shooting from my hip, which, of course, is what every business does.
Yeah. Well, you're on the other side of pretty good at that.
Well, yeah.
Better than the average bear.
Well, I've been told that, and shooting from your hip, this is what most businesses do. They sit around, maybe they form a committee, and they sit in a conference room, and they say, well, what do you think about this idea? What do you think about that idea? Maybe we should do this. Maybe we should do that. And mediocrity.
They're under the delusion that their opinion matters.
That's right. And it just so happens you wrote a book entitled Your Opinion Doesn't Matter.
Exactly. It's your customer's opinion that counts.
That's right. Andrew has been the guy I go to, and I've been going to now for 20 years, which is one of the reasons why my batting average at the Talbot Group for businesses I represent, many of them, hopefully you folks know about, why the batting average went from 300 or 400 to 600, 700, maybe even 800%. And it is a lot of fun when you do the science of marketing before you just fiddle around with tactics and creative that you hope is going to work. We are in a series called Growing Your Business. And as I said, this is our very first edition. So welcome. This is, I think, going to be fun. I've been looking forward to it.
Oh, me too, Pete. It's going to be a great show, and I know we're going to deliver a lot of value and help people get out of kind of just the mediocrity or the survival mode and really help them thrive and enjoy breakthrough growth.
It's really sad to see a business lose money, but I almost think it's sadder in a way when a business is just sort of plodding on and on and on. Making a little money, maybe not making some money, making money again, but not growing, plateauing or what have you. That is a sad, sad place to be.
Yeah. It's called the land of the living dead. You're just barely making enough to survive, but you really don't experience or generate any sustainable growth.
Now, we want to make this pretty quick. Don't worry, folks. This is going to be pretty quick, and we're going to do this every month. The first of every month, we're going to publish at talbotgroup.com one of these editions. And today we're talking about how to target the right market. In other words, who is the right market? Where are they? How old are they? What do they listen to? Where do we start here, Andrew?
Well, there's two underlying fundamentals of targeting the right market, the one that's going to be most profitable for your enterprise. The first is segmenting, and the second is targeting. And I think I can just maybe take a minute to give you an overview on both.
Yeah,
so segmenting is the rule of 80-20, right? So where 80% of your business comes from 20% of the market. And there's the notion of how we segment, and think of it as a pie. The market universe is a pie, and we're going to cut one piece out of that pie, which we're calling a segment. And then we get into targeting, and that's really based on not just trying to be all things to all people, but targeting the most responsive and profitable market segment. And there's an interesting story here because the function of target marketing is counterintuitive. People think that the bigger market they target, the more customers they're going to generate. But in fact, the opposite is true. And the explanation I give in the book is I want you to envision a giant 5-gallon paint bucket filled with water. Now you're going to take an ink dropper and drop one little tiny drop of ink in all that water. You swish it around, and what do you get?
Not much.
That's right. You really just nothing. There's just no visual impact because you've fragmented that media. But if you took that same drop of ink and dropped it into a 1-ounce shot glass full of water, it turns the water so dark you can't see through it. Big impact. And so when we're targeting, it's better to go after a smaller audience and have a bigger impact than fragmenting your finite marketing budget over too broad a market to get anybody's attention.
So it's real easy when all those people come knocking on your doors. You're a business owner. You're a sales manager. And every day you get two or three different radio stations, TV stations, print, all sorts of digital opportunities. And they want you to do this. Oh, boy, they've got this huge audience. And oh, my gosh, It's exactly what you need.
Yeah, exactly. But we have to keep in mind that they are there to sell their products and services to you, and they don't make any money if they don't. That does not mean just because they've identified you as a prospect that it's going to be a good fit for you. In fact, in more cases than not, it's not a good fit, and you end up losing money.
So let's talk about segmentation criteria.
Okay. So understanding the criteria by which you segment is very important. The two most common and popular are geographic and demographic, right? Geographic, the size of your market footprint, how broad of a market radius you are targeting. Demographic, you know, this is gender, it's age, education, income, occupation. These are all demographic criteria. And if you are targeting a business rather than a consumer, then you switch demographic for corporographic. So instead of age and gender, you're talking about the size and the sector of the business. All of that criteria gives you great insight in where you should be aiming your market dollars.
All right. So let's move on real quickly here. Not much time left. Profiling segments.
So once you got an idea of you've broken your market apart, you know, that market universe, and you've knocked it down into different pieces of pie, if you will, you need to establish, based on that criteria, and I'll use the example of B2C, business to consumer, you've got to document the geographic parameters, the demographic parameters, psychographics, et cetera. And the idea is when you do that, you'll have information that will inform you on to which is the best, most responsive, and profitable market. So an example, we recently did a project for a car dealer, and we found that 80% of his customers came within a 7-mile radius. That's the customer radius. That covers geographic. Demographic, for this particular SUV, the target market segment was female 35 to 44. Psychographically, they were married with children and very active, outdoor enthusiasts. The behavior, this woman within 7 miles was purchasing the vehicle, this SUV, to transport kids and animals. And so when you take those four criteria, whether you're B2B or B2C, and you fill out what the ranges are, then it becomes very obvious on which segment you should target.
Man, this just makes it so much easier. Again, I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast that shooting from the hip is one thing that most businesses do. That's what they do. But if you do the science, if you start answering some of these questions that you've basically been filling in, and I know you can't see this, you're not seeing any graphs or what have you, it's just audio right now, but the science of marketing is absolutely exhilarating when you're willing to take the time to do it. Should we move on to targeting criteria?
You bet. There are four targeting criteria, and this is very straightforward. The first is response sensitivity. In other words, obviously you want to target a market segment that's most responsive to the product or service that you're offering. The second has to do with profitability. As you know, as a business person, not all customers are created equal. Some are generating more frequent purchasing patterns, et cetera. So again, profitability. Number three out of the four is stability. And what I mean by stability is that market segment you're targeting is actually expanding, not contracting, right? I mean, you had Smith Corona and IBM both selling electronic typewriters in the 60s, right? Well, IBM knew that things were changing and that microprocessing was going to change the way that people enter and store data. And so they went on to develop what we now know as the PC platform. Smith Corona just rested on their laurels, didn't do anything, didn't pay any attention to the fact that the target market for electronic typewriters was collapsing and shrinking. They went bankrupt in 1995, and we all know where IBM is. So the last is accessibility, meaning that you can actually access the decision maker, right? You don't want to spend a lot of money if you cannot access the purchaser. So those are the four. It's response sensitivity, profitability, stability, and accessibility. And if you look at the market segments through that lens, it'll be very clear on what segment will be best to target.
You know, I mentioned this again at the top of this episode, doing the science first. This is the lesson I learned, Andrew, with you. Thank the Lord that I ran into you about 20 years ago. We were actually on the same board as some nonprofit ministries and things that we're proud to be associated with. And we got together for lunch one day, and you told me about the science of marketing, and I will never forget it. You and I are so different, but we make a good frickin' friend.
Really good team. You're the promotional genius. I'm kind of the mad scientist.
That's right. I've often joked that you were potty trained at gunpoint. I mean, you are just very anal. You're very scientifically. Why I love working with you is, yes, you're very scientific, boy. You want the facts. You want to know the facts. But you've got some savvy in you, too. And so anyway, we are a good frickin' frack.
Well, it's a good thing my wife isn't in on this podcast, because it would go from 15 minutes to 25 minutes, demonstrating how anal retentive I am.
Right. So let's move on here there for just a minute. I want to ask you a quick question, Andrew. The Talbot Group, we specialize in developing and implementing strategic marketing programs for small to mid-sized businesses, mm-hmm. and ministries too, by the way. We do a lot of programming, weekend programming, half hour, 1 hour, 2 hour live programming. We do a lot of special event productions and things. But our first love is to be able to give a business the ability to do the science first, mm-hmm. so that we can eliminate a lot of the question marks, so that when it comes to developing creative and the tactics for actually implementing a marketing plan, we've gotten rid of all the crud.
Right. And it's separating signal from noise.
Yes.
There is so much noise in the marketplace. Just like you mentioned, a media rep is going to try to sell you this program or that program, and that's all noise. But if you have market intelligence, if you gather the data on your industry, data on your customer, and data on your competitors, you will be amazed at how clear your path forward would be.
So let me ask you real quickly before we wind this up. Who is the perfect candidate that might want to call the Talbot Group and ask for a free consultation?
Oh, good question. Well, the first comes to mind is the one that you identified, kind of that company, that business that's in the land of the living dead. They're making enough to survive, but they're really not thriving. Another good indicator that we could help is if your market has changed. Maybe a new competitor came in and they're nipping at your market share. Or it might not be a negative, it could be a positive. Maybe you're launching a new business. Maybe you're launching a new product line. And this is the area where I love working with you, Pete, because you, when it comes to broadcast, events, seminar, you are the godfather of event marketing. And so we have so many tools in our tool belt, but whether you're launching something new or trying to improve, it all comes down to one thing, three words: breakthrough growth.
Breakthrough growth. As I said just a little bit earlier, it is so sad to me to see a business that maybe goes on for years and years and years in mediocrity. It's just the saddest thing.
And it's the majority of businesses, not the minority. Oh,
you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So let's just end this up today by saying, Andrew and I would love to meet with you. That's the bottom line. All you have to do is call us at 866-TALBOT. And if you get a recording, you can call 24/7. Anytime you want to call, leave your name and your contact information.
And we'll get right back to you.
Oh, we will. We'll get back to you just real quickly and have a little conversation and get together, whatever's appropriate.
No cost, no risk.
Absolutely.
Just make a decision to do something.
My dad used to tell me, I think I was around 20, he said, the first step to solving a problem is defining the problem. And that's what we would like to do for you, and it's free. And plus, we'll have a good time. Let's just get together. Let's find out a little bit about your business, your ups, your downs, and who, what, where, when, and why.
And I'll promise not to be too anal retentive.
No, you want him that way. Don't let him kid you. Don't let him kid you. Again, thank you for listening. We've gone a minute or two longer than we wanted to, but that's okay. If you would like to set up a free consultation, you just give us a call here at the Talbot Group. 866-TALBOT. That's 866-TALBOTT. Two T's on the end, and you to get through. 866-TALBOT. And we hope to meet with you personally for another edition of Growing Your Business.